right. Were you finding yourself wanting to say Merry Halloween to the kids yesterday?
Absolutely.
I did say it, and they rolled their eyes like they probably heard it like 15 times.
Yeah.
We have a guest that we're trying to get on the air. He was supposed to come in the studio with us, but there were a lot of flights canceled, and it was very difficult to get to Chicago, and he has made it through security. So we have Andrew Ray on the line with us for a little while anyway. You might know him more from the YouTube channel Binging with Babish. How are you, Andrew?
I'm good. How are you doing? Thank you guys so much for having me via phone.
Absolutely. We wanted to meet you. I have to be honest with you. My son Michael kind of turned me on to you. We were watching Jon Favreau's chef show, and you were a guest on his show. And I'm like, who's this Babish guy? And my son Michael's 20. He's like, oh, he has this great cooking channel on YouTube. And evidently, he's not the only one who watches you because you have like 5.5 million subscribers.
Yeah, and I'm sorry that was your first exposure to me, because I was quite nervous when I went on Chef Show. It was 2 years ago, and I was a little green back then, but I hope you enjoyed it.
It was great. Now, you didn't set out to be a cook on a channel. You're a filmmaker, correct?
Yes, and I think that the term filmmaker is kind of dying. I think that now you become a content creator. That's something that was a term that didn't really exist when I was going to film school, and it's, you know, it's kind of the wild west of making movies or TV or content in general, and I'm very happy to be part of the movement.
Andrew, 5.5 million is a big number. What are you doing to get that many people interested in what you're doing?
The show was very much an accident. People ask me, you know, how did you come up with this formula that gets new viewers with every episode? Because you're doing this pop culture formula where there's, you know, you're attacking new sectors of entertainment with every episode and getting new people interested in the show. And the truth is that I didn't mean to do that at all. I wish it was some, like, awesome plan that I had, but the reality is that I was watching Parks and Rec and they were having a burger cook-off, and I was like, oh, what would that taste like? Huh, I should, you know, put this on camera and just upload it as an exercise in you know, playing with my new camera and my new lenses.
Yeah.
And now here we are talking on the radio.
And you're going to be out at Anderson's in LaGrange. I live in LaGrange. That's happening tonight, is it?
Yes, I can get there. This flight is kind of crazy here.
You should be there by 7 o'clock. I would imagine.
I was just worried about the flight being canceled last night. I will definitely be there at 7 tonight.
And that's Anderson's Bookshop, 26 South LaGrange Road. Where? How do you get Babish? I thought that was your name. I was shocked to see it was Andrew Ray.
That's what most people think my name is. And it's also proof of just how accidental the show's success was, that I named my show after my Reddit username, Oliver Babish, which was named after a obscure character from like 8 episodes of The West Wing. So, you know, now it's my entire brand and what most people think my actual name is.
So Andrew, what's going on here is you're taking food recipes, I guess, from pop culture, from movies, from TV, and then you're preparing them? Is that what's going on there?
Yeah, I'm trying to recreate them to the greatest degree of accuracy that I'm able. I try to, you know, contextualize where it's being made, by whom, with what ingredients. Sometimes there's a lot of information, full recipes visible on screen. Sometimes there's zero information, like in the case of apple strudel from Inglourious. I'm not sure if I'm allowed to say this on the air.
Bastards, you can say it.
Inglourious Bastards. you know, in that case, there's absolutely no information. It's a matter of just sort of doing a little detective work.
What has been the most popular so far?
The most popular video on the channel has been the Krabby Patty from SpongeBob SquarePants. that's because it's kind of the fictional food stuff of legend, and that there is a secret ingredient that is a major plot point in the show, is that there's somebody, an antagonist that's constantly trying to steal the secret ingredient. We still don't know what it is, so it was a matter of trying to sort of piece together what it might be from clues given to us by the show.
I watched the Charlie Brown Thanksgiving episode last night, and I got some tips. I didn't know you're supposed to separate the skin from the turkey so you can actually salt and pepper it in there. So I learned a few things from you, Andrew.
Thank you. And yeah, that's another, it helps the skin really brown up and crisp up if you separate it from the meat. So I'm glad to hear that you got something from it.
Andrew, has there been an instance or two where there's been some sort of food you hope to recreate, but for one reason or another, it just can't play out?
Oh, sure. The biggest one right now is from Malcolm in the Middle. A character named Reese stuffs a turkey in a monkfish, which is a gigantic, very ugly looking fish.
That sounds so good.
Yeah, it doesn't sound great.
Yeah.
But it's hotly requested, and I'm like, how am I going to do that? But I'll figure it out eventually.
You've got a lot of stuff from Seinfeld. You have, Bill, your favorite movie, The Godfather.
What's from The Godfather?
Just cannoli. Leave the gun, take the cannoli. That was my excuse to make cannoli, really. Sometimes it's just an excuse for me to make something I want to make.
Why do you not show your face so much? I mean, it's mainly his hands doing the work, and I want to ask you about your tattoos, because I see those as well.
Well, I show my face a bit more in other shows, but in On Binging and On Basics, my two cooking-centric shows, I tried not to show it that much because I want the focus to be on the food. I felt like, especially on YouTube, where everything needs to sort of happen at a breakneck pace and be very digestible and easy to watch, I wanted it to be informational first, and any personality or humor to be incidental, and to come to you in the voiceover and showing my mistakes. And, I've just been sort of adding to the collection of tattoos over the years. You watched the first episode. There's a few less than I have now.
Are you getting recognized a lot? Or I should say, are your hands getting recognized a lot, I guess, is a better question.
I mean, I just got recognized going through TSA right now, and I'm wearing long sleeves and hats. So.
Wow.
What's happening here and there?
That's great.
You know, I just don't know what it is. I love your soothing voice. I love watching. I love to cook. I actually cook. My son does not cook, and I asked him last night, Michael, why do you even watch this? He goes, well, I'm a foodie. I like to eat, and it involves food, and maybe someday I'll try it. But there are people who don't cook who watch your show, too.
My hope is that one day they will try cooking, because I think that is nothing but a positive habit to make or hobby to have. I would say that probably the majority of the people who don't watch my show don't cook, but I do hope that they try it someday.
Will you at some point go back to filmmaking, or as you said, creating content? Is that coming up for you, or will you stick with this for a bit?
That's my hope. It was something that, when this all started blowing up, I was like, oh, I don't know if I want to become a YouTuber. But it's turned out to be one of the most rewarding and fulfilling careers that I possibly could have imagined. So I feel much less of a need to become a filmmaker, but I'm hoping it's something that kind of maybe comes with the territory one day.
Are there sponsors for this, Andrew, or do you get paid based on how many people click onto it on YouTube? How are you making your money on this?
I do sponsor some episodes, and I do the ones that don't have sponsors. I have pre-roll ads on YouTube, so I get paid, per click.
Oh, okay.
The cookbook is called Binging with Babish, 100 recipes recreated from your favorite movies and TV shows. His name is Andrew Ray. I'm going to try making the Big Kahuna Burger from Pulp Fiction.
Oh, that's delicious.
Very nice.
I may try that. The foreword is by Jon Favreau, and you are going to be in LaGrange. He will make it. There have been some flight cancellations and delays, so we're glad you were at least able to catch us on the phone. But Anderson's Bookshop, 26 South LaGrange Road, you will be there tonight at 7. Congratulations on the book.
Thank you so much, and I will see you tonight, Chicago.
We will be there.
Thanks,
thank you,
Andrew,
so much.
Good luck.
Thanks, guys. Bye.
Andrew Ray.
BingingWithBabish.com. It's just stupidly silly.
It's stupidly silly, but to the tune of 5.5 million fans.
I got to think of something.
I know. That's the part, like when you start out doing something like that, you go, oh, I hope 100 people like this. Wouldn't that be amazing if 100 people like this? But then 5.5 million people end up enjoying it.
We got to come up with something, man.
All right. That's easy.
All right. We'll take a break. The news is coming up next from the Northwestern Medicine Newsroom. It all happens right here, 720 WGN.